This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Good morning. This morning's devotion is titled, When I Am Headed in the Wrong Direction. Do you feel like you are going in the wrong direction? Is there a pull on your life? You are going one way, but God seems to be pulling you another way? Well, you are not alone. Many Christians feel like this at some point in their lives. Sometimes God places roadblocks and warning signs in our way to let us know we are going the wrong way. So when you see that things are constantly going wrong in a particular area in your life, maybe it's God trying to tell you, stop, turn around, you are going in the wrong direction. Jonah's story in the Bible, recorded in Jonah chapters 1 to 4, is a classic example of God saying, stop, turn around, you're going in the wrong direction. It is worth noting that God went to such great lengths to get Jonah to do what he asked him to do. Are we sometimes just like Jonah? We can feel God's Spirit pointing us in a particular direction, but we, just like Jonah, are determined to run in the opposite direction. As we are all aware, God prepared a big fish for Jonah because he was heading in the wrong direction. What is the big fish that God has placed in your life today? God places blocks in your way when he realizes that you have gone off track. It could be the reason that that job you really wanted, the company never called you back, or it could even be why that person walked out of your life. It's up to you to ask God's guidance when you see these situations arise and make the choice, just like Jonah eventually did, to turn around, to head in God's direction. Genesis 38 opens with Judah leaving his father and family behind. He does this while his father is drowning in grief and his younger brother Joseph is being carried off into slavery, which was Judah's idea. Judah then turns aside to stay with a man living in a town called Adullam. However, there is more going on here than meets the eye. For Judah, he is not only turning aside physically in order to visit a friend, there is a turning aside in a spiritual sense as well. He marries a Canaanite woman, which God's people were strictly forbidden to do. Judah shows no regard for the privileged path God had laid out for his family. Instead, he decides to go his own way. Sadly, if we are honest, we are often no different. Like Judah, how have we chosen a path for ourselves, disregarding the wonderful plans that God has ordained for our lives? In 2 Samuel chapter 12, Nathan the prophet confronts King David for killing his loyal soldier Uriah. How did the man after God's own heart become guilty of murder? It started with a second glance that turned into a lustful stare. He abused his kingly power by sending for Bathsheba, then tried to cover up her pregnancy by calling her husband home from the front. When Uriah refused to visit his wife while his comrades were still at war, David decides to end his life. We may not be guilty of murder like David or trapped in a cave of our own making, but we are either moving toward God when we pay heed to his voice or toward trouble when we pay heed to the world. Thanks be to Jesus for giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit and his word to put us on the right track when we go astray. Isaiah 30 verse 21 reads, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." We can trust the guidance of the Holy Spirit to touch us with truth, keeping us on track. Psalm 119, verse 105 reads, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." There is a reason why God's word is described as a light to our path. The farther we travel in the wrong direction, away from God and His word, the darker it gets. Once we take that first wrong turn, unless or until we turn around, we will continue walking further into darkness, making more and more wrong choices. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, attune our hearts to your word and the Holy Spirit's guidance, so we'll run to your truth and not to the deceiving ways of the world. Give us faith to be obedient. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.